Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is not Mike because he's at the George Strait concert. So we will be reading live tweets from Mike in my best Southern impersonation thing that I can as they roll in. None have rolled in yet, but we're trying to give you the best impersonation of Mike being here. But who is actually here is Nick. Nick, dude, how you doing?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Are you excited for the end of school?
Well, it's over now. I just got to go sit around for 5 days now. And two meetings and I'm done.
There you go.
Three meetings.
You're done with kids, I guess.
Yeah, we're done with kids. So, I mean, now it's just, it literally is sitting around on your butt doing nothing for 4 or 5 days for the most part.
Cool. Pensions. And last but not least is Sean, who seems everything in his life is dying right now.
Everything is awful.
So you cannot understand his pain, man.
So his computer's dead, your car died, your phone may be on the fritz. You're not coming out for June because of money. Are we going to hedge any bets on anything else that's going to die in your like life apartment thing?
As long as my PlayStation 4 stays alive, that's all I care about.
That's true. Just enough time for Watch Dogs or for you to play Red Transistor.
My TV will die.
Of course. No, but then you can play it on your Vita.
True.
There you go. Just enough time. So, we're going to have a great show for you tonight. We're kind of derping around. Orioles just took the 5-4 lead over the Indians in the bottom of the fifth, so I'm kind of not happy right now. Thank you, iPhone and the MLB app, for telling me that. News. A lot of shit with Potter. That's looking pretty good. I mean, we got signs, we got aging.
Got some story happening.
Story. I mean, like, people talk about story, and then you see the Hogsmeade Station, which has one of the entranceways is bricked over, the other one was turned into a ticketing station, and the other two are entrances. I think that's pretty cool. We got rocks, we got trees. What are you guys' thoughts?
Looks good.
Everything is terrible.
Okay. Well, I think it looks awesome. I really like the signage for King's Cross. I think it looks amazing.
Well, everything looks really good.
What all did we get this week? What, we got Creature in the window?
That's new. That looks good.
The aging of the lions, the aging of the wall around the lions, which I didn't even think that was going to happen, but yes.
Hello, we see you too.
Yeah, my windows are open.
My window's open too, but I don't live on a busy street in a major city in the United States.
Yeah.
I live in a yuppity suburb in Cleveland, Ohio, so.
It was like 92 degrees here today.
Wow. It was like 65 here.
Yeah, it was beautiful here.
Yeah, it was really nice here, though. There's a beautiful sunset going on right now.
It's still 88 outside right now, so.
It's raining here now.
I'm so happy. We're finally in spring/summer. I'm never going to have to see snow again. I am so happy.
Until next year.
No, until later this year. Hey, rain on my parade here. Come on, man. And also we got, I think, official fan club president of the podcast, Derek Bergen, posted those shots of the Diagon Alley costumes.
Yeah.
Those look great. Those look really good. I really like... isn't the King Cross Station one the people who are wearing the yellow safety vests?
Yeah, for the human side.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. I gotta say, that's pretty cool. I really like the... Florian Fortescue's ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
That one looks amazing. And even all the Nocturnally stuff looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, Florian Fortescue is my favorite costume.
Yeah.
I think that looks awesome.
What else happened this week?
The rigging for the Dragon came down today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that was simply a test fixture for doing wind tests, I assume.
And probably fire tests.
Well, wind. Oh, I'm sorry. Wind tests for the fire.
Right.
Because I forget what the word was, but I looked them up, and the whatever tests the wind speed was spotted to the left and right of it. So yeah. They're probably testing that at late at night.
Hey, who said that it looked temporary, and everyone said it was wrong?
I don't know. No one on this podcast.
This guy.
No one on this podcast. Congratulations, Sean, you got that one call right, and your car and your computer died this week.
I need something, Joe. I need something.
Congratulations. It looks good. Everything's looking well. I mean, and also, I guess the big news this week is that we're looking at two people are, one of them is the mock tests, the mock runs, is sometime going in later this week or next week.
Supposedly.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's guest of the podcast, Seth Kabersky, is reporting that. So I feel pretty comfortable saying that it's going to happen sometime soon. I mean, of course, knock on wood that, you know, a coaster car doesn't go flying out of, you know, the side of the wall of Gringotts. And then also, Seth and some other people have been saying some sort of time around the 6th, 7th, or 8th for possible soft openings.
Yep.
With Seth booking rooms, like, on the 10th. You know,
which,
that...
Yeah. That indicates very strongly that he... Yeah, so... And Seth, we trust.
Yeah, he doesn't say much, but when he says stuff, it's really subdued and... Yeah. Yeah, I feel comfortable. Yeah. I said this before, but I didn't think there would be soft openings possibly before. But now it's feeling like there may be. Or maybe some very limited or something. Maybe just shops. I'm not sure.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Sean?
It's coming.
What are your thoughts?
Hold on, I'm feeding the cat.
Okay, what's Baloo's thoughts?
Oh, God, and I have to clean out the litter box, too.
Get a cat, they said. It'd be fun, they said.
We are feeding a cat and cleaning the litter box on this podcast.
Well, welcome to Parkscope. Baloo is number one.
Yeah, Baloo, I mean, he's part of he's on our About Us page, so might as well. I assume Sean muted, so let's
We got some good pictures of the little return time distribution area today from OI, which it looks okay.
Yeah, the temporary awning by Fear Factor Live. Yeah. I mean, what I assume what they're going to do is just like what they did in Hogsmeade, and also what they did at World of Color in Disneyland, where you just go to a Fastpass machine or something like it, put your ticket in, and you get a return time.
Right.
Or you get a show time or whatever. And then they just help you, and it's like, okay, you're part of this party, come here. Okay, you're all going in together.
Yep.
See you in 5 hours.
Yep. That's what it's going to be.
I don't see anyone getting in there this summer.
We got background music, too, starting to play.
But I don't know if that's background music.
It sounded like it on Brandon's. It sounded a lot like the music from Hogsmeade.
Yeah, that's my problem, is that it just sounds like it just sounds like temporary stuff.
What else are they going to do, man? It's Harry Potter. There's like four themes, basically, in the whole thing.
There's some stuff you could do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do, you know, some of the usual stuff, but there's, you know, there's some Diagon Alley stuff. There's some, you know.
The one complaint I've always had about that is they play that song that they always play at the end of the movies, and I feel like it's time to leave whenever that music gets over.
Okay, time to leave now.
Yeah, no, we're going home. Yeah, that's bye-bye. Okay. What else happened this week? Not much. I feel like it's been a quiet week.
I want to comment on the music. I'm back.
Yeah.
I think the outside, like, London area will probably just be normal Potter music, and then Diagon Alley music will play inside Diagon Alley.
You think they're going to play Potter music on the outside?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I do not think they'll play Potter music on the outside.
I guarantee they do.
I do not see them doing that at all.
What do you think they're going to play? Hail the Queen?
No, I just don't think they're going to play... if they're going to play music, I think it'll be something somewhat period specific to, like, that time frame.
94?
Like, which is the, Yeah, 94, 95. Hey, whatever. No, I'm dead serious. I mean, if that's
they're
what it
play
is.
Run DMC Spice Girls? Elsa?
No, but no, really. I'm dead serious. If that's the time frame, they already have set dressed everything. They're not going to play the modern hits.
They're going to play modern music.
But hey, everything else is hidden except for the frickin' night bus.
That is why they played Spice Girls at Cabana Bay opening day. That's the background music for the London Embankment.
There we go.
100% going to play Potter music.
I don't think they will, and I hope they don't. But maybe that's just me being whatever. Or maybe it's really subdued. Maybe it's normal music, but when you get closer, maybe if you're like around the embankment part by the water, it's contemporary for the mid-90s music. And then when you get closer, it's more of the Potter stuff. I don't know.
No. Just going to be Potter music.
I think that'd be a wasted opportunity, I'll be honest.
Hedwig theme. Over and over and over and over and over and over
the,
and over.
The 90-second loop.
On Harry's Wondrous World for 50 hours. For
constant. A simple constant, just that's all they're playing. Oh, anything else Potter related? They're putting up the stones, they're painting the stones in Hogsmeade.
Apparently they've got the sound effects going for Hogwarts Express too, so you can hear the whistle and stuff.
Oh, that's pretty
Why
cool.
Why have we not got any videos of that?
I think a lot of it's backstage. That's the issue.
I still would like to hear the whistle, just because.
Okay.
Hey, Amusement Buds, get on that.
Yeah, buddy, do that. Okay, let me see.
What else?
Mike has not posted anything recently.
He's with his family, man. I doubt he posts much.
But here's the thing. This is my shtick for tonight, so I'm trying to figure this out. Anyway, sorry. Anything? Well, I mean, tonight we have the 24-hour celebration, Show Your Disney Side celebration thing. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train's officially soft opened. That's something. The Running
it's
Five.
It's the greatest ride ever.
Okay, let's dial this back some. Okay, man. They're running five trains, which is contrary to what we heard before, which is really good.
Yeah, impressive. Impressively good.
Also, what I'm really interested in, though, is that how that whole entire load station is, because it seems like you just walk in to the trains, and there's very... It seems like they built the load area around the train. Like, if you've ever been on, like, the Aerodynamics four-dimension coaster or something like that... Like,
no.
there's the track underneath, and then there's the ride car, and then there's a platform between the two.
Yeah.
So there's a very bare minimum exposure to anything that could be the track. So it's really cool just to see this little, you know, strip, and you just pull right in, and the car's right there. It's much easier to get into. Unlike Rock and Roller Coaster, where it's this giant, you know, pit or Big Thunder Mountain. So, and it seems like they're dispatching pretty well. The only issue is that this is the Disney 24-hour celebration, so you're seeing all the fans there who know what they're doing, and also there's no Fast Pass. So those are two possible problems that could come up in the future. But everyone says they like it, they enjoy it. It's 30 minutes of coaster, 30 minutes of dark ride, 30 minutes of coaster. Not in 30 minutes, I mean 30 seconds.
30 minutes.
It is the world's longest ride. It is challenging Ellen's Energy Adventure right there. It is 30 seconds of coaster, 30 seconds of dark ride, 30 seconds of coaster. My apologies. It sounds like what we were expecting.
Meh.
I'm excited to ride it.
Meh.
It looks good. I mean...
Meh.
It looks good. I'm excited to ride it, but I can't say that it's going to be the best new ride I've been on this year.
If it is, you're off the podcast.
I really doubt that. But here's the thing. Maybe Diagon Alley's not open.
Yeah, but you're going to go in September.
Yeah, that's true. I am going in September, so I can't say that. It may be the best new ride of the trip, because that's the only new ride I've been on, but I'm not sure.
You haven't been on Transformers yet, have you?
No, I have not. You are right.
There you go.
There we go, Transformers. Oompa. So yeah, that turns out pretty well. Also, they're doing live... like video feeds from the parks, which seems pretty cool.
They did that last year, didn't they?
No, I think this is new this year.
I could have swore they did it last year.
I think they did it last year.
If they did it last year, it was very limited. This year, it seems to be a few in each park.
Yeah.
Like, you could watch the parade.
Yeah, they might have upped the number, but they definitely had something of that last year.
Also, it's such a minor detail, but I think is really cool, is just simply having that Disney side banner with, like, clocks or whatever to show you what time you were there. It's just that kind of weird little touch that kind of goes, that kind of plays in that whole entire idea of that you're there for 24 hours. It's like, hey, look at me. I was there at 6:45 a.m. You know, look how much of a loser I am. You know what I mean. But it's like,
I don't get how all these people went. I mean, it's Friday morning. Jobs. And
well, what I think,
dude, it's Memorial Day weekend. Like 95% of people take off this Friday.
That's true. That's true. And also, like, even if you didn't take off, you could be there in the morning and then leave and then show up in the evening. Because that's what always happens with this. Is like there's a bunch of people right when it opens until like 8 o'clock, and then it empties out, and then everyone comes back in force with like their whole family and
stay all night
at eight p.m. and then they stay all night.
Yeah, I'd go like now.
I wouldn't go now. I would have gone like 6 hours ago.
No,
I would have gone. I would have tried to have got there if I could have had a day off in the morning and then taken a midday break and then gone back about now.
Well, I think the thing is that if you want to do it, my personal take is you want to be there when it opens. Then I feel like you should like nap, rest, whatever, and then be there in the after the like the sun has hit really like 4 or 5 o'clock. And then just be there all the way till closing. That's my personal take on it, because you want to be there for opening and closing and want to avoid the hottest time of the day. That's my personal take on it, though.
4 o'clock is like the hottest time of the day, man.
Well, I mean, saying give or take, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah.
I always thought the hottest time of the day was like two to three.
It's only about 3 to 4 down here. I don't know. I mean,
any time
of the year.
It's summer in Orlando. Anytime between noon and like 7 is terrible.
Anytime between sun up and sundown is terrible.
Truth. So yeah, that's going on. Anything else you can think of?
I thought of something earlier, but I've already forgotten it.
Yeah, let me check real quick on Twitter.
They're really cleaning out Kong right now.
Yeah, that's shaping up nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want... I'm interested to see what, like, the build process is there. Because right now it's just, like, flat land. I want to know if they're going to dig down or what the deal is.
I have a feeling that it's going to be very I think it's going to be less than Transformers. I think there's not going to be anything built down besides the foundations. There's not going to be any maintenance bays downstairs or anything. Wild guess.
We shall see. I just want them to announce it. And I want them to tell everybody that there's going to be a King Kong animatronic so I can laugh and laugh and laugh.
Do you know what I want to do? I want to hear Diagon Alley stuff. That's what I want to hear first.
Joe, just it's not. There's never going to be a date.
it's just going to happen.
I just no.
Just let it. Just relax and let it happen.
I can't do that. You know me too well. I can't let that slide.
The other thing too. That I was thinking about earlier. Cabana Bay is looking done. Like it looks completely done. Water in the pool. Everything's set up. It's ready to go.
Yeah, that's looking really nice.
It's looking like a month left.
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved all those people over to Diagon Alley. Mystic Manor turned 1. Happy birthday, Mystic Manor.
Did it really?
Yes, it did.
The studio store is really shaping up too in City Walk.
Oh yeah, there's a bunch of City Walk stuff going on.
Yeah, I like that mural. Looks so much better than what's there.
Anything look better than the corrugated metal, so.
And they're actually doing stuff at Cowfish now. So.
Oh,
huzzah!
Yeah, there were some pictures today of some movement in that area, so. And the hot dog.
World's greatest hot dogs.
Yeah. It's it still looks like a Pixar ball on top of a pole.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever.
Yeah. Also, in depressing news, this past week was the 24th anniversary of Jim Henson's death. So, there you go.
And Sean had his soul crushed whenever the director dropped out of Ant-Man.
Dude. Oh, my God.
So depressing.
I hope he's doing more stuff. I just really hope Edgar Wright's doing more stuff with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. That's all that matters. Just do a new trilogy.
See, I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love that. But he wanted to, like, he made this movie happen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only reason there is an Ant-Man movie is because of Edgar Wright. So, and now he's gone.
The reason why he's gone is that really raises some big flags, though.
Oh, 100%. Huge. Like, that completely shakes my faith in what's going on at Marvel right now. I mean, again, until they start making bad movies, I'm not completely shaken, but it's just that right there was like, wait, what? Why? Like, you've been working on this movie with him for like 6 years, and all of a sudden you're just going to get, I don't know.
Well, let's phrase this right. It's no longer Marvel Studios. It's Marvel Studios, a division of the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah,
so,
but
thanks.
Still, there's been a long time for them. They, you know, Disney's been with, or Marvel's been with Disney for 5 years.
And now it's time for the mouse to sink its teeth in.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, it's going to happen eventually, and I'm 100% afraid of that. But I can't say that that's happening until they start making bad movies.
So that reminds me of two other news stories we can talk about from this week, from the Disney sphere. One being, how about that Seven Dwarfs Mine Train ad?
No.
I thought we were just going to let that be.
Yeah, we beat that horse to death the other night.
Yeah, Poochie has gone to his other planet by now. How about
Poochie died on the way back to his planet.
How about
Poochie's dead?
Thank you, Homer.
But really quick, one thing. It's funny whenever I have friends of mine who are not like Disney fans but know me who are saying, man, that ad sucks.
It is bad. But I am going to recreate that ad when I'm down there in June. So just giving you a heads up. I'm buying the blue polo from J. Crew when I go next week. So it's happening. And I have the Ray-Bans to do it. Second news is the kind of semi-rumor news info that Bob Iger could be leaving Disney prematurely.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
For the MLB commissioner position.
Oh my god, this week has been so bad.
I don't see that happening.
I could see it happen. Here's what I think this is. That's a leak. That sounds like a leak if I've never heard one in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I do not... I can see it happening. I can also see, it's one of those things where I either seeing it being adopted completely or being rejected utterly. Like when what's his face from who headed up Nokia, who came from Microsoft, leaked his ideas for Microsoft so he could become the CEO. Either that was going to be, you know, the game plan for Microsoft and he was going to get the job immediately, or it was just going to burn and, well, he burned, so you get the idea. But it just seems like this either – it's a black or white thing, you know, the whole entire Iger for MLB commissioner. Either everyone's going to say, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's buy the WNBA and MLS. Or it's going to be like, no, do not want. And I don't know what's going on right now. So I think that was a really interesting rumor. Really cool.
Well, I mean, we've known for a while that he is trying to find his next gig. And he is going to leave Disney. So
that's his plan.
I just hope it doesn't happen. Man, I just hope that doesn't happen.
I just go somewhere where I don't have to ever see you again, Bob Iger. Baseball would be the worst.
Yeah, baseball would be a bad decision. Football?
Hockey. No, hockey.
No. Not football.
No, I love hockey.
Hockey's good.
I like hockey more than I like baseball.
No.
Hockey, football, yes. How about the NBA?
Yeah. Yeah. There we go.
They just got a new commissioner.
Yeah, that's true. They did get a new commissioner. Just football. Replace Robert Goodell. No one cares about actual NFL. They only care about college.
Well, yeah.
And then proper the football.
Falcons suck anyway, so I can't talk about it right now. So.
Yeah, don't preach to me about your football team sucking. Anyway,
The Browns.
Is there anything else news related, I guess?
Oh, we got a director for the Star Wars spinoff, too, this week.
It was in the what's his face?
Edwards.
Yeah.
No, there was someone else, too, I thought, for another one.
No, Gareth Edwards and the writer got announced for the first spinoff.
Yeah, who's the writer?
I don't know. I don't know his name, but he wrote Book of Eli, which doesn't give me much hope.
But there was another writer announced who worked for like game publications, and also for Telltale.
I didn't hear that.
I just heard that.
And we got the shot from Abrams on set with the really cool creature.
With Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool. I do have to say
It impressed
continuing
me.
Star Wars' fine tradition of having racial stereotypes as aliens.
Yay! But no black people.
I don't need
one,
a Star Wars.
You get one.
I do not need a Star Wars movie every year. And I'm like, I love Gareth Edwards. I think he's an awesome director. Both of his movies have been amazing. But, God, I wish he was doing anything but Star Wars.
Yeah.
Luckily, he is still signed on to do Godzilla 2 and 3, so.
I think the point of Star Wars, in a way, is kind of that.
Star Wars is supposed to be an event.
It's supposed to be an event. It's supposed to be like a religious thing. It's supposed to be that. It has such a thing built up that I feel like if you overproduce, it loses that a lot of its specialness.
That's 100% the case. After 5 or 6 years of a Star Wars movie every year, no one's going to care anymore.
Exactly.
And not only that, it kind of reminds me of what Disney in general is trying to do with the Food and Wine Festival and all their special events where they're extending it, you know, a week or a week at a time every year, and then they're trying to fold it into all their other events. It just seems like they're trying to make everything that's a big event for them year-round. So, yeah, there you go. So, from Deb Wills of AllEars.net, a bunch of people at Starbucks right now. Star Wars Bucks. Which is going to be a great tie-in for Star Wars Land when it comes in 2025. Man. There you go.
They'll have special beverages. Red ones for the Force and blue ones for the Sith, because that makes sense.
Starbucks.
Oh, and Star Wars Weekend started too since last time, so. Huzzah. Oh, yeah.
And guess what? That brunch still sucks.
Yeah.
The laziest thing ever. Hey guys, let's just put edible stickers on our pastries and serve as Star Wars food.
It's like they took it, like they took the leftover pastries from Starring Rolls and put a little Darth Vader or 3CPO chocolate. Sorry. Are you talking to Baloo?
I accidentally stepped on his tail.
Poor Baloo.
Man, Baloo's gonna totally poop in your shoes today.
No. He's too finicky to do that.
Okay. He's like Mike. He's a little too self-centered to do that.
Oh, 100%. He's way too dignified to do something like that.
He's like Mike. He doesn't like getting wet, and he's too self-dignified.
No, actually, he doesn't mind getting wet.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting cat.
Yes, very interesting. Yeah, so.
What else?
I don't think there's anything else this week news-related.
No.
So, Nick.
Oh, well, one thing really quick. Shout out to Universal Now. They're back. It's always great to have a Universal podcast happening. So, congratulations to Ryan and all of his new people on coming back.
Yes.
Yay.
And there's much rejoicing. So, Nick.
Yes, Joe.
What's the countdown for your trip to Disneyland?
Let me find out what Siri tells me. It is 11 days, 15 hours, 20 minutes, and 48 seconds before I board a plane.
So you're going to be leaving on what date?
June 4th.
June 4th. Very nice. That's
Well, let me rephrase that. I am boarding the plane June 4th, but I'm actually leaving from Savannah on June 2nd to go up to my in-laws because they're right outside of Atlanta, which is where I'm boarding the plane to fly to.
So. Okay, so it's like a pre-vacation.
Yeah, we're going to go up and see like Jennifer's grandmother and, you know, just kind of niece and nephew. And if we die on the plane, hey, we saw you.
Dear Lord, you're negative.
I'm not negative. That's what her grandmother said.
Okay, well, I guess our next part's going to be us talking about your Disneyland trip.
Yay.
So, might as well touch on that. Your first plane trip?
My first plane trip.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
What?
I have been on a plane.
You've never flown before?
I've been on a plane, but I've never been up in the air in a plane.
I don't know how that works, but okay.
My roommate in college, his dad was a pilot for Colonial Oil, which is an oil company in Savannah. And we would go over to basically where they had the private Gulfstream jet for the executives. And we would go sit on the plane just because it was comfy.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
Southerners.
Things yeah, I know. I know. Are you excited for your first plane trip?
I don't care, honestly. I'm not scared. I'm not, you know, it's whatever.
Okay, weird.
Why should I be? I mean, I'm just like, I
you
get
should
in
be
there.
Terrified.
I don't know.
No.
I've flown my whole life. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird to me. Whenever like one of my friends is like, I've never been on a plane, I'm like, what did you do your entire life?
We drove.
Yeah, well, you're lucky. You can drive to Orlando. The rest of us can't.
Well, I mean, like, even, like, when we would go off places when I was little, we would drive everywhere. I've driven all the way up and down the Eastern Seaboard. We just drove.
So Sean, the barkeep right now.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a Starbucks in his apartment.
I'm filling out my Brita.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this is so good.
Sean is no longer allowed to fill up the Brita on the podcast.
Or step on Baloo's tail, or feed Baloo.
Or empty the litter box.
if I didn't feed him, you'd hear him constantly, so.
Yeah, it'd be like the Robert Niles episode.
Yeah.
So you're flying out of Georgia, so.
Yep.
Oh, God, I hope you get there early.
We are. We're planning on it.
Cool. Who are you flying out with?
Delta?
Obviously. Okay.
Good.
Yep. So
well,
Atlanta.
There's a lot of people flying out of Delta.
Atlanta was way more than a Delta hub.
Nah. No. I mean, even like, we priced, through Jacksonville, which is actually like, obviously we have one in Savannah, but it's, you know, not an international really big thing. And we fly out of Jacksonville because it's closer than Atlanta to us. It's about 2 hours. Atlanta's about 4 hours. But we couldn't get nonstop out of Jacksonville. And this way it was like $20 more for a nonstop, and it's like an hour drive from her in-laws. So it was just like, you know, the obvious choice instead of having to drive down 2 hours and leaving the car at my cousin's and them having to take us to the airport. Just drive up there, spend the night, and they'll take us to the airport. So,
exactly. And plus, I mean, when you deal with layovers, you deal with possible delays, you deal with all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yep. And once we're on the plane, we're gone. So.
Mm-hmm. Update
What's
from
next?
D24. From D23. From the Disney 24 Rock Your Celebration 24 thing. Illuminations is going on right now. There you go.
Is it 9 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 9:13.
Look at that. And then Illuminations is going on. Huh.
Yeah, who'd have thought? Uh-huh. Yeah, so you're going to Disneyland. This is your first trip, obviously.
First trip. Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, we could drive out there, but.
This is also true. What are you looking forward to, I guess? What are the things you're really looking forward to going out to Disneyland for the first time?
Being there primarily is the main thing. It's just, you know, you grow up hearing about all this stuff and all that and just actually going there and seeing, you know, like the the lamp in the firehouse and where these things are and all that, and actually getting a feel of the land. As far as rides, it's Indiana Jones is what I'm really looking forward to the most. So cool. That's what it's, I want to be my first ride. So
it's the best ride there.
Unfortunately, that one effect broke. That was awesome. Sorry, not to rain on your parade. I'll ruin the effect for you. Is that there was this kind of these three doors that spun, and there's only one door you went through, but each of them kind of spun, so you had three options to go through. But it appeared that you went through either of the three options, but because the room spun a little bit, you always went through the same door. It was just like the middle, the center, the right one. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it was always kind of interesting that way, but that effect's now permanently broken, like the Yeti.
Yay.
But yeah, I mean, they've updated that attraction significantly, so that's still really cool.
And I'm looking forward to, it seems like California Adventure kind of has, like, a feel, like the Buena Vista Street area of what DHS was back in the day and how it was supposed to be to a certain extent. So, without being, like, trashed by the hat and stuff like that. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, too. Like, trying to go there, and I think it'll have kind of that same vibe-ish type of area. I might be wrong, but that's kind of what I've gotten from it.
Yeah. Sean, you want to talk a little bit? I'm going to need to get another beer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You should be prepared. I have two. So.
Well, I already finished my Reval, so I need to go get another little drink. So I'll be back in a second. So, yeah, Sean, go quiz Nick. Maybe.
This is why I'm not the host.
This is why I'm just waiting until you actually can do anything. So
Nick, where are you eating? Well, didn't we talk about this last week?
No, we talked about it after hours. Yeah, I was about to mention that. Nick, where do you want to eat? And I want to provide suggestions to you too. So where would you like to eat when you're there, and how many days are you going to be there?
Okay, well, we're arriving on the 4th, which is a... Hang on one second. We're arriving on Wednesday the 4th.
Okay.
And we're leaving the 10th that early that morning because our flight got moved back for some strange reason. Whatever.
So how many days... I mean, not necessarily days in Disney... Well, actually, yeah. How many days in the park will you be there?
We are going to we paid for a 5-day park hopper. We will be there four and basically I hope half of a day, 4.5 days or so.
Holy crap.
In the park. That's, yeah.
Okay, right. Great. Good. Okay, I'm gonna go get a beer. Sean, you know what to do. Food.
I'm lost.
No. Food.
I know, relax.
The foods, I eat it.
Yeah. Eat it, Hungry Bear.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
Hungry Bear's amazing.
That's happening. That's been on the list. That and
eat at Hungry Bear and get a dessert there because their desserts are amazing. They have like a little individual pie.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome, and they have the lemon honey cupcake, which is also really good.
Now that I've heard about.
Yeah. And then. I like French Market a lot, which is another counter service.
That's the one that's like the Blue Bayou or whatever.
No, that's not Cafe Orleans.
Cafe Orleans, okay.
Yeah, French Market has a different menu. Okay. French Market is like the buffeteria where you like choose all the stuff and they give it to you. And then outside they have a jazz band playing, and it's really cool.
Okay.
I had the jambalaya there, and it was pretty. It was good for a theme park. Quick service jambalaya. What else? I'm not a huge fan of the places I ate at California Adventure.
Did you eat at Flo's?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan.
Okay.
This
kind of looks like it could go either way. It looks like this gets a lot of praise just because of the views, but
yeah.
Nobody really talks about the food, so.
Yeah, there's one thing that it's not, a meal, but it's an awesome snack. I really like Clarabelle's ice cream on Buena Vista Street. They have the hand-dipped ice cream bars,
Okay.
Which I really liked. You can get, like, you know, dark chocolate you can get, like, vanilla or chocolate ice cream, milk or dark chocolate coating, and then, like, a topping. And I really liked that. I got two of them when I was there.
You didn't get the Mickey Pants sundae?
No, they didn't have that when I was there. They had the red car sundae.
And I kind of wanted the stupid red car just to put on my desk and put, like, paper clips and stuff in, but...
Yeah.
Anyway...
Kind of
disappointed by that.
Obviously, we talked last week after Trader Sam's has good food, good like bar food.
Yep.
That's
definitely happening.
What was your favorite thing at Trader Sam's?
Me?
Yeah.
Food wise, I either liked the wings, the you know,
I forget. Wings are good.
Yeah, or the pork wings that are on the poo poo platter, and I think they're only on the poo poo platter.
Poo-poo.
I really liked. Really?
Yes.
Really,
I'm sorry.
Guys?
I'm
really?
Sorry. Sean?
No. Yeah, either the pork wings, quote-unquote, or the wings. I really liked it, Trader Sam's.
I'm a huge fan of their panko fried green beans. Are fantastic.
Fried green beans are awesome.
Their flatbreads are really good. Pretty much anything food-wise I think you get there is really good. Sean, what's your favorite drink there?
I don't know. I liked both the I had the Shipwreck, which I liked, and I what else did I have there? I don't remember the other
barrel.
One I had. That's the Shipwreck.
Okay.
I don't remember the other one I had. But I like the Shipwreck.
The Shipwreck's bourbon based, and you have to at least someone has to order it sometime when you're there so you can see the special effect, because it's my favorite one, I want to say.
Ship. Ship in the bottle.
Hey, don't... You're ruining it.
My bad.
It's from the Adventurers Club. We've all seen it before.
I know. Just saying.
They stole it from us. It from our place.
Okay, you're angry. We get it.
I got a question for you, Sean.
Yeah.
Did you have a Congaloosh out there?
I did not.
Okay.
I know that they have both recipes available, and they both know how to make them really well.
Okay, so that's why I was wondering if it was a legit Congaloosh or if
it
was.
It's a legit Congaloosh. Also, they have some off – Congaloosh is one of the off menu drinks they have there. Another one they have off menu is called the L.A. Water.
The L.A. Water.
Yeah. Now you have to – now what is the – obvious question that you have to ask after saying that. I said that.
Why is it named after a furniture store in the college town I grew up in?
No, actually more like, what's in the L.A. water?
Oh. There was an L.A. Waters furniture store in my in Statesboro.
You know, you just ruin the jokes, Nick. You just ruin them. I set them up and you just whiff.
This is what I do. I'm a school teacher. I'm used to, like, taking the winds out of the sails of people when they try to make fun of me and joke and crack on me. And I ruin their lives and I embarrass them in front of 20 people. And that is my job and I love it.
Okay,
it sounds kind of vindictive right now.
Okay, Banksley. It's a really strong kind of
Haters gonna hate.
Yep, I will always hate because you're going to Disneyland. You have it's a well drink basically. I'm a huge fan of Krakatoa. I think that's my favorite drink they have there. Period, or any of the Disney drinks I've ever had.
What's
Krakatoa.
The one that's in the share? The one that you share.
That's the Oahu or something like that.
Yeah, this is a weird name.
I didn't have that one. I heard mixed stuff from the people I went with, so I never had it. I want to try it. But
Ricker liked it. That's why.
Then go for it.
I've been reading Bricker stuff because, you know, I kind of trust him. So,
yeah, Tom Bricker, amazing.
Yeah,
good guy. Lawyer, blonde, tall. You know, we like those kinds of people.
He reminds me of Mike. So, you know, I just kind of.
But he doesn't desert his friends to go to a country music concert.
This is true.
This is very true.
In a cap.
No. Did you see the picture he posted on Facebook when he was like 10?
Uh-huh.
That was so good. That's so good. I love it.
He's, I showed it to Jennifer. I was like, he needs to be a country music singer.
She said,
yeah, he does.
Like 10 years old or 27 year old, he looks exactly the same.
Who's this?
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
He looks exactly the same. And I mean that in the best way possible, but he looks exactly the same. It's so good.
You're like the little kid that goes to the rodeo and just like goes all in.
I'm pretty sure Mike is a robot.
Because he doesn't eat and he has a perfect smile.
He doesn't eat. He's never changed his appearance. He's always looked exactly the same. I'm 95% sure Mike's a robot.
And we have a show title. Yeah. Let me.
You know what else too?
What else?
He never really shaved. Even whenever he went through that period when he was studying for the bar exam, he didn't like shave then, but he didn't have facial hair.
You're right.
He's a robot.
Oh, this is great.
Okay, Disneyland.
Yeah, back to Disneyland.
I will say I am a little bit disappointed that Space Mountain and Alice and Grizzly are going to be closed while I'm there.
Well, let's say Trader Sam's real quick.
Wait, what's going to be closed?
Space Mountain, Alice in Wonderland, and Grizzly. Oh.
I know those. Oh. That's a killer for me.
Those are like three of the best attractions there.
I want to say it, Trader Sam's, real quick, so we can close that one up.
What's left, dude?
Everything. There's so much. I know Jungle Cruise skippers at Disneyland. When you look at the bar, like straight on, like right where the taps are. Uh-huh. If you look on the left hand side, there's like a 4-person table. If you go up there and look up. There's like these people's portraits up there.
Banished ones.
With X's through them. They're ex-Jungle Cruise skippers from the Disneyland who are like the most famous. I have stories from them that I heard. It's ridiculous. Like there's so many in-jokes and stories and jokes in this place. It is ridiculous. Just enjoy it. Spend at least like 5 hours there. You will enjoy every single minute you're there.
Well, that is part of the plan. We plan on spending a good deal of time there.
Also, make sure you have to sit at the bar at least once because the bar stools are just like an adventurer's club. So,
okay.
Except they can control them much better.
Doesn't Mike own one of those?
He owns a chair.
He owns a chair. He owns a different stool.
Yeah. Okay. He owns a different stool.
The poop. Why is that so platter? Funny? I'm so confused. Platter.
Poop really? Jokes.
Oh my god!
But we all know that Mike's a robot, so he doesn't poop. So okay, Grizzly, Alice, yeah. Space Mountain. Dude, that sucks. That sucks. Well,
whenever we booked the trip, the only one that was going to be closed was Alice, and yeah, I was disappointed, but I was like, well, you know, one ride being closed was not that bad. But then they took down Space Mountain. They took down, which I do not know why Grizzly is closed in June.
Some odd reason Grizzly was open perfectly fine when it was 50 degrees out, but when it's 100, yeah, let's close it.
Yeah, I don't get that one. And the Matterhorn was supposed to be closed too, but they've since moved it back to August because I guess they figured
you get the worst one out of those four.
Well, but it's special.
It's still the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn.
It's so painful.
Well, let me put it this way. When you ride all four of them, you'll go, the Matterhorn's probably the worst. But when you go for the first time, you're like, I was on the Matterhorn. You know, that kind of thing. So
Matterhorn was the first ride I did when I got there, and I regretted my
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You also have to remember that I'm 30, and I'll get off of there and be like, my neck is now broke. I can't do anything.
No,
like
it's, I do not, on Space Mountain. It's not your neck. It's not your neck. It's your tailbone.
Oh, yeah. Good lord.
Yeah. It's still.
Is it as bad as Space Mountain in Florida?
Worse.
It might be worse.
It's worse. Oh, I can deal with Space Mountain in Florida quite well. This is pretty rough. But you'll like it. You'll like it. You'll still like it. It's a great ride. Grizzly, I'm so disappointed in because it's easily the best river raft ride probably I've ever been on, let alone Disney.
Whoa.
It's better than Popeye?
Whoa.
I think it's better than Popeye.
No.
Throwing that down there.
Get out. No. Popeye is so much better than Grizzly.
Okay. Okay. I like to now here's the
I would say Grizzly is definitely like number two that I've been on, but Popeye is easily the best one I've ever been
on. Here's the caveat though. I have not been on Grizzly or Popeye since like 2000.
Yeah, you gotta go on Popeye when you're there.
I'm gonna do all the water rides when I'm there in June.
Yes. No worries. That will happen.
We're gonna be doing that, Nick, right?
I'll ride Popeye. I'm not riding Ripshaw Falls because it just I'm too fast.
I've never been on it. I need to do that.
God, I can't. I feel like it's like being born again when I get out of that water. they wedge me down in there, and I'm in this tight little space because I'm not small. I'm a big dude. And then I'm like just coming out of this tight little I've ridden it twice, and that's too many times. So
okay.
Not that enough. I don't like it. It's just...
Fair enough.
And I rode it in the front, too. That sucked. I got drenched.
I still need to ride it because I haven't been on it. But, you know, whatever. Anyway, back to Disneyland because that's what we're talking about. Also, Alice is probably, like, my favorite dark ride.
Oh, easily. Easily the best.
I love Alice. Fantasyland
dark ride.
I love Alice in Wonderland. It's a great dark ride. From what I'm hearing, they're going to do some really cool upgrades for the 60th.
Right.
Hopefully,
knock on wood. But right now they're doing like the 10-year delayed refurbishment of that exterior track they've been meaning to do forever. Yeah.
That's understandable. I mean,
yeah, they're doing a lot of work on it, so I understand that. And let me put it this way: I'm not mad like Grizzly, where it's like, why are you closing the water ride when it's 100 degrees out? This is like, okay, you have to do this now. Do it. Well, just rip the Band-Aid off.
It's the one I'm least upset because, you know, you got to do it. I do not get Grizzly at all because that's like a January thing. You take it down January, do whatever you got to do.
Exactly. But,
and Space Mountain, I kind of don't understand why they're taking it down now just to take it down again in September to do the swap over to Halloween. It's just like,
they may not
take
do
it down
that
at the same time.
That swap over to Halloween's like a day.
Okay. Well, see, I don't know because I don't follow it that closely.
It's an effects transfer.
I thought it was like
it's not like Haunted Mansion Holiday at
that's
all.
That's
I think it takes like a week or something.
It is not even a week. It's, I mean, the cruel joke of Disneyland Space Mountain is that it's all projections. So it's a special effects transfer. That's all it is.
I say they're closing that during because we're actually going to be there for one day during of grad night type thing. So we're going to have to deal with that one day that we're there. But they're closing Space Mountain during grad nights, which is when I was in school and they were still doing it down at Walt Disney World. That was one of the big marketing things was the kids riding Space Mountain on grad night. And that just seems weird to me, too. But whatever.
Huh.
Hmm. Oh, and the subs are, of course, close, but, you know.
Yeah, the subs are terrible.
I like the subs because of the subs, but it's interesting. I like it better than the dark ride at Epcot, but
well,
I like it because it's a unique experience.
Well, I was looking forward to it because I still remember riding 20,000 Leagues in Disney World.
It's nothing like 20,000 Leagues, though.
Yeah, but I mean, because I was just looking forward to getting back down into a sub.
Yeah, the first minute is kind of like 20,000 Leagues, and then you get into the show building, and it's exactly like the Epcot ride, just longer.
Yeah, that's true. That is an issue I have, but I still like it. And there's no cool segment with the anglerfish. It's just strobe lights.
Yeah.
But no, I think easily the one you need to be most depressed about is Space Mountain being closed.
Oh, well, I am. Sean, what are
your thoughts?
Oh, 100%. That's my second favorite ride there.
As you know me, Nick, you... Mm-hmm. So when I easily say that Space Mountain is a religious experience for me, it means something. It's that good.
The music is just amazing. Like the music mixed with the ride, and oh my god.
I mean, that was whenever I booked the trip. That was one of the things I was like, when me and Jennifer was talking about it, I was like, oh well, and we'll get to ride a good Space Mountain, one that's actually like up to date and takes care of and all that, and then they closed it. They announced the refurbishment like a month later, that after we booked the trip. So what you gonna do?
There's only so much you can do. Yeah.
That's part of what I mean, that's part of any of these trips, and I'm not gonna get mad about it, because I'm one of those people who, whenever other people would get mad about things being closed, I'm like, it's part of the business. Things have to close, and if it closes during your trip, it closes. I mean, it's not great for me, but whatever, it closes, and I'll go back again one day, and hopefully then they'll be open, and they'll be better off because they were closed while I was there this time. So
let's stop talking about negative things about this trip, I guess. Indiana Jones Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea what you're getting into with that. It is so good. It is so good.
Number 5 on my top 10.
That's really high up there for me.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to like the little things, like the differences between the Jungle Cruise and things like that.
Oh my god, it's so good.
No, it's awful. I mean, their Jungle Cruise is terrible.
Their Jungle Cruise is different, but it's good.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
I like their Jungle Cruise.
I hate it.
Well, that's because you have a predetermined bias, sir.
No, I was super excited to ride it. I was so excited, and it ended, and I was like, that. I hate their Jungle Cruise. I hate the exploding gorilla camp. I hate the piranhas. Ugh. Schweitzer Falls looks like someone peeing off a ledge.
How'd I know you would say that?
Well,
it's so
I'm looking
sad.
Forward to it, Sean.
Yeah, geez,
I hope you enjoy
Sean,
it.
Sean, positive thoughts.
I'm also, to get Sean off of his rant about Jungle Cruise, I'm also looking forward to like actually seeing a ride based on Roger Rabbit, who I was 5 years old when Roger Rabbit came out. My parents took me to the theater to see that, and that like, to a 5 year old, that was like the coolest thing ever, because it actually explained like why Bugs Bunny and all them, and so
Nick, what you have to do is, like, one of the days you're there, you're opening Disneyland, head over when they open Toontown, right, like get there like 10 minutes beforehand and just go through the standby line for Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, it's an awesome queue.
It's worth it completely, and just go and explore Toontown, because they have so many awesome effects.
Well,
in the street,
sure.
That still work. Like, there's doors and levers and everything that still work, and it's absolutely beautiful and amazing.
Well, that's the stuff that's right up Jennifer's alley too, because she, I mean, like Seuss Landing is, and Cat in the Hat is her favorite things, except for E.T. at Universal Studios. So, I mean, you know, that's right up her alley, and she's looking forward to going, even though it's just a kiddies coaster, being able to say that she rode something that's gadgets from Rescue Rangers is really big on her list, just because she's a huge Rescue Rangers fan.
Even if it is a Vekoma roller skater?
It still says it's gadget. That's how she her Twitter avatar right now is the Rescue Rangers.
That's
so
true.
I mean,
that is true. And the fact that it still blows my mind, the biggest thing Disney did with that whole afternoon block is a little sideshow thing between It's a Small World in Disneyland. It just blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
They could have done so many good stuff with that. Anyway,
yeah.
What else are you looking forward to, attractions-wise?
Believe it or not, a ride that I absolutely cannot stand normally riding, It's a Small World, believe it or not. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Why are you looking forward to it?
Just because. Just see the differences. To instead of it being flooded, see the trough. To see, you know, how that they've integrated the characters. Because, you know, like, there's only so much things that you can see online. And I really want to see this to actually see how it is, you know, done over there.
It's massively overblown online about how awful it is.
And that's what
Wait, which one?
What I'm expecting.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Explain your position, Sean.
I think, you know, everyone's, oh my god, the characters, oh, they're so
okay,
distracting
that angle,
and stuff like this.
Okay.
And it's, they're there, they're not as distracting as everyone makes them out to be.
Some fit in better than others,
well,
I'll be honest.
Caveat, there are some that are just terrible, like the Ariel and like the Finding Nemo are just awful. I don't think that was necessary at all. Because they're just like in areas that don't really represent the countries that they're from.
It's stuff like Pinocchio and like Aladdin that actually makes sense and works really well.
And because Peter Pan, I thought worked really well.
Stand out.
Right.
They're just there, but when you get to like stuff like Woody and Jessie, well,
The American Room is an abomination.
Or Stitch.
No, I'm fine with Stitch. I love that figure. I want to own that figure.
You are incorrect, sir.
No, first of all, I love Stitch. Stitch is awesome.
I do like Stitch.
Other than Stitch's Great Escape, Stitch is amazing.
Wait, what?
Other than Stitch's Great Escape.
I thought you said another word that started with like L and
no.
and of. Okay, I just want to make sure. But here's
other
the thing.
Than Stitch's Great Escape and the mass exposure of Stitch that they did after his movie.
Stitch is a great character. It's just that they always focused on the wrong part of the character.
Correct.
Right. But he's fine, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. I personally like the one... I love It's a Small World. Any of the places. I think that's a great attraction, period. I'm one of those people who just... I love the positive atmosphere. I love the song. Whole nine yards. I think the Disney World version is better, but you need to experience the Disneyland version. Well, that's just my personal take.
It's the original, so...
It's the original, even minus the characters. I still prefer the Disney World version, but again, you're going to have a good time there.
I think the Disneyland one's my favorite one that I've been through.
That's fine. Yeah. I can understand that totally.
The only thing, I do like the flooded trough better, but...
Yes.
That's it.
So yes, Nick.
What else? Oh, well, the one thing that neither one of y'all have experienced, the new Big Thunder Mountain. I'm really pumped about it.
Cool.
I'm really pumped about that one.
The new ending?
Yeah, it looks really cool. I'm excited about that with the bats and all that, and everybody was freaking out about it. It's not a practical effect.
And it was a practical effect. Who'd have thought?
Yep.
Wait, you mean it's hard to tell the difference between the two? Never.
What else? Pirates? Looking forward to Pirates.
Oh my god, how did you not mention this like the first thing you thought of?
Because Indiana Jones I thought of first.
Pirates are the Okay, here's a I was cooking dinner tonight. Because I'm good. And I was making chili tonight, and I was thinking, what should we talk about on the podcast? And the first thing that came to my mind was pirates. And when I went on Pirates for the first time in like 2000, 2001, when I went with my family, I was like really mixed about it at Disneyland. Because I'm so used to the Disney World one, where it's just like instantly you're there. The Disneyland one starts really slow, and then it builds up, and then you have pirates, and then it ends. Give or take, going up the lift hill. But now that I'm older and I understand better, it is a significantly better attraction.
Oh, it is hilariously better. Oh, it's not even close. It's the second best version in the world, in my opinion. I put Paris above it. But
fair enough, because it's very similar in some ways.
Yeah, I would actually say Paris is the most substantially different one.
Okay.
Structurally.
I was going for mostly... Well, until Shanghai opens, but...
Well, that doesn't even count. They're not even the same attraction.
No, I agree with you there. Screens! I agree. What I'm trying to say is it opens up with going through that restaurant area, then you go through like the kind of chill area, then you deal with the pirates. Yeah, anyway.
The caverns are in the end in Paris. Instead of the beginning.
Okay, a little different. Yeah.
What else?
Yeah,
Pirates is amazing.
Pirates. You're going to love Pirates. You're going to want to go on Pirates several times.
I rode Pirates probably like 15 times.
You will probably go on Pirates, and then even though you've probably said this already, you'll probably want to go to Blue Bayou just because you can. Just like, let's see if we can get a reservation because, you know, it's overpriced, but let's just try.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. I don't care. I'm just
don't do it.
That's not gonna happen. The one in the other room has already said, there's nothing on the menu I want to eat. We will not eat there. So
okay, fine. Fair enough. Fair enough.
What else? I mean, I'm looking forward to everything. I'm even looking forward to, like, the Haunted Mansion walking through the portrait gallery instead of riding past it. You know.
Okay, let's talk about the Haunted Mansion real quick. That's a that is a weird ride in Disneyland. I think it's significantly better at Disney World, minus two factors, which you know what I'm going to say, that extended queue and the ending.
I would add another one.
What?
The facade.
Okay.
The facade is way better at Disneyland.
I can see that. I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I agree. The ride at Disney World is much, much better, but Disneyland is still the first. You know, it's where the mansion started. So
I think it's still special. You'll really enjoy that. I don't want to say too much about it, but I think you'll really enjoy it.
What else? Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, just because of what it is and the history behind it and all that. I'm looking forward to that.
I like it. It's like a
American Adventure Lite.
It's like a mashup of American Adventure and
Hall of Presidents.
Kind of Hall of Presidents, yeah.
Hall of President.
Yes, Hall of President. The Hall of President.
Hall of President and American Adventure. No, really, that's what the attraction is. Yeah. But what's cool, though, is about that is that the queue area has a bunch of really... When you enter, there's a shop there, too, that sells a lot of cool stuff, like Disneyland-related, whatever.
Yeah.
Then you also have, like, the history of Disneyland. Right? The Galleria. So they have the 50th anniversary film with Steve Martin playing there. And Donald
Duck. Have that playing?
They still have it playing there. It's awesome. Really good. They have all their stuff where it's like the past, the present, the future of Disneyland. All that stuff is still there. And they have
picture
some really...
Hannah Montana.
Well, that's after.
Oh, that's the exit. That's right.
Yes, it's after. You're ruining it. And then they have a bunch of good stuff beforehand. And then there's the attraction, which is obviously better because it's narrated by Paul Frees. So that makes it instantly, like, the best thing in the world. And then they do, you know, all that stuff. And then at the end, they have Hannah Montana from, like, 10 years ago. And all that fun stuff.
Back before she went freaky.
Before the twerking.
Oh, good Lord.
I
had to listen. Never mind. I'm just...
Yeah, just end it.
Being a high school teacher.
End
know,
it.
You just, yeah. All right. So...
Anything else you're looking forward to in Disneyland?
Well, Fantasmic and Magical. I mean, I'm looking forward to both of those. So,
Fantasmic, you're going to be blown away by. Mm-hmm. It's going to really, like, whenever I listen to the WDW Today podcast and I hear Matt Hochberg saying how fantastic Fantasmic is at Disney World, I just cannot stop laughing. That is like a 2.5-star attraction compared to the one in Disneyland.
All right.
Okay, Sean, please talk.
I don't think the difference between Disney World and Disneyland Fantasmic is as much as a lot of people make it out to be.
Okay, explain.
The pan scene, while cool, like in theory, I don't think is all that spectacular in execution.
Okay.
It's better than the Pocahontas scene, but I don't think it's like, oh my god, it's the greatest thing I've ever seen!
Okay.
The dragon's better, obviously. But I think the shows are still way more similar in structure than and execution than most people would put on.
I would say... I'm sorry.
But the Disney World one is... old and needs to be heavily upgraded. Because it's getting a little run down.
I want to say that the Disneyland one, I would say it's even more better than I think what Sean's letting on personally. You still have...
I think it's a better show, but I don't think it's like, oh my god, it's so much better than the Disney World one.
I mean, they're not using, you know, like holographic 3D projections and like lasers and they blow up stuff in like the bushes or whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that everything that is lacking in the Disney World version, I feel like is significantly better in the Disneyland version.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what's going on now?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
Okay, cool.
I don't need to talk about it now.
Okay, cool. We'll talk about it later. I think everything's better at Disneyland. It's significantly better at Disneyland. And the fact that it's just in the setting that you walked past 10 times already on that day, and just all of a sudden Mickey jumps out and all this stuff happens, is really cool.
I mean, the setting's better, but there's another thing I want to say about that. Everyone always bitches and moans about how you have to show up so early for the Disney World one, but you have to do the same thing for the Disneyland one.
I cannot agree on that.
If you want a good seat.
I cannot agree with that part.
For when I was there, you had to.
Now, I'm gonna preface that by saying I've not been to Disney World and Disneyland at the same time of year and gone to Fantasmic. So.
Okay, well, that's one thing that I do need some advice with, because people have said that you need to arrive as much as an hour ahead of time.
No.
Okay.
That's if you want to get... I had to. I showed up 15 minutes beforehand. I went in several times of the year. For me, the thing is that they do a really good job of, like, the first two sections. They do not allow anyone to stand up. They actually tell everyone... Stand up if you want to now, but when the show starts, you have to sit down. And they're leveled well, and everyone can see everything. And if you're in the back, sections, you can see everything. For me, 15 minutes, 20 minutes beforehand was fine. This could change, but I also saw the last showing of the day. That's a difference. Okay. That will probably be the difference maker for you, too. If you want to be on the water, an hour beforehand, easy. But I don't want to be on the water, so, yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that since we have four and a half days in the park, that we'll have enough time to, you know, if we want to get good seats one night, to go and sit there. You know what I mean? That they talk about the blessing of size. We kind of have the blessing of time with this trip. So,
yes.
So, you know, I'm kind of hoping that, you know, but anyway. And I know that this might not seem like a big deal to a lot of people, but my favorite Disney movie of all time is Dumbo, and Magical is going to be playing while we're there, and seeing Dumbo fly is going to be cool for me. That's just a personal thing.
Well, you and Scarlett.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that's really special. Actually, that's something also reminds me, is it just like the effects during the fireworks show are significantly better. That whole entire...
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you see one of the good fireworks shows. I saw the crappy Christmas show.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it's not great, but still.
Well, see, that was the worst nighttime show I've ever seen.
And see, that's another thing that I'm kind of... I mean, I'm not too terribly disappointed because I get to see Dumbo fly, but whenever I originally booked my trip, they had down that Remember was going to be playing while I was there, and I was like, oh, that's going to be awesome, and then...
Yeah, you know, I won't go back unless Remember's playing for the next time.
Fair enough. Let's see what else is in Disneyland. Are you excited to go on the original Splash Mountain?
I mean, for what it is, yeah. I mean... I think ours, from just what I've seen and watched online and all that, is superior. But, yeah.
Wait, Splash Mountain?
It. Yeah.
I don't think it's better at all.
You don't?
No, I do not.
I don't either. I think they're about even. Both have strengths and weaknesses. But it's definitely different in Disneyland. Definitely different. But I really enjoyed it.
Well, the one in Disneyland encapsulates Michael Eisner's original vision of Splash Mountain, minus the mermaid. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward
to it. Their laughing place is awesome there.
Is it? I'm looking forward to it. I really am. It's just, I think that there's so many other things that are a little bit higher on the list to me than that, that it's just, you know, one of those things that's, and also... You know, I mean, because like I'm looking forward to like Pinocchio. I'm looking forward to riding Toad again. I'm looking forward to, I'm even looking forward to riding their version of Buzz Lightyear. I'm looking forward to
their version of Buzz Lightyear is ridiculously good.
So
it's so good. I mean,
that's what I mean. Like, I'm looking forward to everything. It's just I'm even looking forward to going and seeing what's the Mickey and the Magic Lamp thing in Fantasyland Theater at Disneyland.
Magical map.
Oh. Yeah.
Don't tell Andy Castro.
God bless your soul.
Whatever. But still, I mean, like, I'm looking forward to being able to experience all of that I can. Just because.
Excuse me.
Because you haven't been.
You know, I haven't been. And despite what some people might paint me and think that I am a huge Disney fanboy. And, you know, I'm a Walt. I love Walt, and being able to go where he walked and what he built is, you know, is big for me. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to. It's just being there.
I think another thing we need to mention is just Main Street USA is so, so, so different that it's going to blow you away.
Well, Main Street looks like what it was when I was a little boy, and Main Street at Walt Disney World was actually Main Street before. Mall. Yeah.
No, not even that. Just the scale and size and just the look of it is unbelievably different. It's like you're not even it's so different. I cannot explain it at all. You're going to go on it and you're just going to be like, what is this? It's like this uncanny valley kind of thing where reality is Disney World or vice versa, depending on.
Just keep talking for a minute, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. So Nick sucks. Nick is a terrible person. yeah, it's really bizarre. Kind of just how it looks, right, Sean?
Huh?
Oh, my God. Don't do this to me.
Sorry, I was looking at Twitter.
I'm sorry. My mom had just called me 3 times since we've been podcasting, and I wanted to make sure something wasn't wrong because that's not like her to call me that many times within an hour.
Okay, so no one died?
Nah, but she just said, I was just making sure everything was okay with y'all. I was wondering what was up, so.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. That was just, you know, me making sure that everything was cool. Where were we?
Main Street. I don't remember it looking that different. I remember it feeling different because it's not one big shop. It's actually a little self-contained thing. Oh, it has the cinema still, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's really nice. That's really cool.
You mean it's not Art of Disney?
Nope. Yeah.
It crushes my soul a little bit every time I go in there.
Go to the Plaza Inn and get some fried chicken.
We have that book. Well, no, we have Carnation Cafe booked.
Okay.
So we have 2 ADRs booked. We have that in Carthay. So we're definitely doing those 2.
You have 2 reservations right now.
Yeah, definitely booked. We're definitely gonna do Carthay, and we're definitely doing Carnation. Isn't Carnation the one kind of on Main Street? Yeah, that's the one we're doing.
Yeah.
I didn't do any sit down in Disneyland.
I think we mentioned this post show last time, but I think whatever the other New Orleans Cafe or whatever it is called, I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, Sean mentioned that. Just
Cafe Orleans.
Cafe Orleans. Thank you. It's
Hungry Bear.
Yeah.
No, I mentioned French Market.
French Market. Okay. Cafe Orleans is the one that's like Blue Bayou, but it's not.
It's cheaper and better. I think.
Yeah.
And that's a sit down. French Market is not a sit down.
And easier to get into.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anything else Disneyland you want to talk about, or do you want to head over to the other park?
It don't matter, man. You're the host.
Well, you're the one going to Disneyland.
Oh, well, okay, I'll tell you this. There one thing that, you know, I haven't really talked about a whole lot, and I haven't even talked to Jennifer about, but I'm actually looking forward to is the train and going through the dioramas for some reason.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that.
But that's like one of those things. It's just – it's one of those and also's, but it's also a really big and also just no because.
Way. The train is always one of my top attractions in every Magic Kingdom park.
The train is so different at Disneyland. It's not even funny.
Well, I mean, the one at Disney World, I'm just – I'm to the point now where I'm just whatever with it. But
I still love it.
It takes me out of it. I mean, really, the Walt Disney World train just kind of, it takes me out of the, oh, I'm in this special environment and all that, whenever I can see the things you see from the train. So I don't know. I don't know how it is at Disneyland, but I'm looking forward to it at Disneyland.
Cool. So let's move across the street, or the Esplanade, as they say. California Adventure. So, this park.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
That's the understatement of the century. I guess, what are you kind of interested in that park, since it's so weird and different? And
God, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it, honestly.
I think you're going to love Carthay Circle.
Well, I mean, that's like your girlfriend, if it could be, is Carthay Circle.
If I had a girlfriend, it would be Jiko and or Napa Rose.
Hmm. So this would be your mistress, is Carthay.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay. My girlfriend would be Mythos. Cheap and pretty. All right.
Cheap, easy, quick. Sure, yeah, why not? Readily available. You have to definitely have a martini at Carthay, just so you can see the ice ball. Even if it's in the lounge, you don't have to get it when you're there for the reservation.
I'll buy one and we'll pass it around to about 10 people so we can take
pictures. Oh my God, you can drink a martini, man.
I can't believe that people actually did that, though.
Ugh, weird.
Did you hear about that?
No.
No.
You know the day that, what's the day where they all dress up? Dapper days?
Yeah.
Apparently, a group of about 10 people went into Carthay's lounge and bought one martini, and they passed it around with each other taking selfies instead of all of them buying a martini.
Oh, nice and good of them. That makes me want to
vomit. And they took up seats at the bar for it.
That makes me want to vomit.
It's not even that. It's just like, come on, guys. Just like tip well. You're taking up this guy's time.
Oh, and I think, I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody like reputable that posted this. They said that they didn't even tip.
Don't.
That makes me so angry.
Anger's building. No, you'll love Carthay Circle. If you go to the lounge, I don't recommend the food simply because I think it's overpriced for what you get. It's still good. It's just way overpriced. Like, I got the duck sliders, $14. It was two small sliders. I thought there would be more. I may have been two martinis in by then, so who cares? But, you know.
Yeah. Whenever you're, yeah.
But it was overpriced, but get a drink at the lounge if you ever want to. You can do the tour. It's a beautiful restaurant. You'll love it. You will love it.
How do you do the tour? Do you just go in there and say, I want to do the tour?
I think that, I forget when the, Google it, but I think the tour starts at like 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:15, and you just show up in the entrance area, and then you do the tour.
Okay.
It's just whoever shows up. So that's cool. You'll love Buena Vista Street. That's one of my favorite areas in any park.
Well, like I said, that to me, just from looking at pictures and stuff, that looks like what DHS was back in the day when it was MGM and they didn't have the hat and they had, you know, the entertainment and all that going on and all like it was supposed to be. And
I would say it's even better.
See, so.
Okay, Sean, I hear you growling, or that's Blue. I don't
know. No, that's me. I like Buena Vista Street. I'm not in love with Buena Vista Street like a lot of other people are. I like the red car. The red car is awesome. And we talked about Clarabelle's earlier. I love Clarabelle's.
Can I just say it's going to be a relief for the red car not to be a pin cart whenever I'm there.
But I don't know. I don't think the entertainment is all that good. The Newsboys are awful.
The Newsboys are okay.
They're terrible.
Oh.
This is why people call Sean's opinionated.
Suitcase and a Dream is one of the worst songs ever created for Disney parks.
That's saying a lot. Did you ever see Steps in Time?
I hate that song with a fiery passion.
Bro, did you ever stitch a Supersonic Celebration?
Did that have any songs?
written just for it. I thought it was just kind of like a dance party.
I just remember it being crap.
I'm sure it was terrible. Was terrible.
God, it was terrible.
I don't think the citizens there are nearly as good as the citizens of Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
And you would think opposite because it's actually in Hollywood, you know, Los Angeles. And
yeah. Maybe it was because they were new then. I mean, fairly new when I was there. I don't know. I didn't think they were nearly as good as the citizens of Hollywood.
What are they called?
Citizens of Buena Vista Street.
Oh, Lord.
And then I thought Five and Dime was decent. That's like the jazz band with the singer.
I think they're pretty good. I like them. I like them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's not a big thing for me anyway. Like, right. You know, there's some people who, like, really love it. Like,
but
you know,
what's
really
so good about
it,
Five
but,
and Dime is they just drive around in the car and they sing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing big or, you know, important about it. It just happens. And, it's like one of those things where, like, oh, that's happening. That's really nice. You know, it's just not that big of a deal. That's what's so good about it.
Which that's how I am with, like, Molt, Sweat, and Shears and stuff like that. And there's, like, people who, like, I've never stopped to listen to, like, Off Kilter or Mo Rockin' or anybody like that just because I don't care. That's not what I'm there for. And I know that, you know, that's a rough opinion, but that's just my stance on it. I've occasionally watched The Citizens of Hollywood just because they're interesting. But,
I love you know, The Citizens of Hollywood.
That's just not my thing, you know. It's just...
It's usually not my thing either, but I love The Citizens of Hollywood. Absolutely love them.
But
let me just finish my thoughts on Buena Vista Street.
Okay.
I think it's nice. It looks very nice, but it's one of those things where I like the storyteller statue, the Walt statue. I like that. But it's one of those things where it gets – I feel like it gets overhyped due to its – the Disneyland local crowd who like to just hang out at parks. So they're like, oh, I love – you know, oh, Buena Vista Street. Oh, it's so great. But as a tourist who I'm there for a couple days, it's a main street, you know. Yeah. It's a nice-looking main street, but it's a main street.
Sean?
Yeah.
Have you been to it before, Buena Vista Street?
No, but obviously.
Okay, there we go.
but still, that should make me even a better judge of Buena Vista Street.
I can agree with you there. It makes you a better judge, but the one before it was so
bad.
What
was it called before?
It didn't have a name.
It didn't?
It was like, no, it was like called what, the Disney California Adventure Entrance Corridor or something like that. Stupid.
I thought wasn't it like the Sun Plaza or something like that?
That was the utmost part where
the hubcap
was, but it was so disjointed and poor and corrugated metal and ugh, it was bad. It was bad news bears everywhere.
Again, yeah, I think Buena Vista Street is very nice looking. I just don't think it's worth the hype it gets.
Yeah. So, Nick, the Hollywood Studios part of the park.
Basically Hollywood Studios.
Basically Hollywood Studios. Everything except for most of the major rides. So, we have Muppets, which is good. It's Muppets, but better audio animatronics, but
yep.
It's Muppets. That's what it is.
Wait, is it going to be Muppets? It's not. It's the isn't that the Maleficent trailer or
no,
whatever?
No, it's not.
No, Bugs Land is.
Oh, that's right.
Tough to be a bug.
God.
Yeah.
Because that's like the worst 3D attraction. Anyway, got Muppets, and then you have three somewhat-ish unique attractions to Hollywood. Well,
three?
Four, actually, I would
four.
Say.
What am I missing?
Well, you have four. You have Monsters, Inc.
Which is very good.
I'm
looking forward to that.
I would say it's better than Little Mermaid.
I don't know if I'd say they're about the same.
I like him. I like Mike and Scully the Rescue better. You have The Art of Animation.
Yeah, I didn't go into that.
It's really well done.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because it just looks like it blows the shell of what used to be at our park out the water. So
this is very true. Also, you have Aladdin, the show.
Amazing, I forgot about Aladdin.
I hear good things about Aladdin.
It's pretty good.
I've never been. Never worked.
You've never been?
It never worked from when I was there 2 times ago. It was never playing, and when I was there last time, the show times never worked out for me.
It's a good show.
I hear good things. I've been in the theater before when it was Blast, and it was a really good theater. The only problem is the outside sucks.
Yeah. Well, and that's then, obvious from.
And then you possibly have one of the worst translations of an attraction ever, which is the Twilight Zone. Yeah, exactly.
It's so disappointing.
On the outside, it's like, okay, and then it doesn't have the build-up, it doesn't have the outside cue, the inside one is a little off, then the
boiler room.
The library is okay, and then the boiler room is like, you might as well put that in Toontown.
Yeah, it's so
way
weird.
Overdone, it's weird, it's overexposed.
It's got like super oversaturated lighting.
It's like someone went to the one in Hollywood Studios and just took an Instagram photo of it.
Yeah,
it's like, let's reproduce this.
That is exactly right. It's got the saturation filter
Then you queue up and you're like, okay, we're gonna enter the elevators now. And then the doors open to the elevator and it's a hallway. And there's another set of doors that you enter to go into the elevator. You're like, what's going on here? It's like, I thought this was an elevator. It's like, nope, not an elevator. And then you get on, and it goes up, and you see something, and it goes up, and you see something, then you drop once, you go up once, you drop once, and that's it. Nothing random, nothing crazy, no fourth dimension scene, nothing minimal, nothing, you know, kind of scary, just over the top and bullshitty.
As a Tower of Terror fan, because that's my favorite ride, period.
I cannot wait to hear your opinion of it.
It's to the point. I've run Tower of Terror to the point that whenever we get into the drop shaft at the studios, I can tell Jennifer what's going to happen because she can't. She has to know if we're going up or down to brace herself. And I know as soon as we hit this drop shaft what type of drop profile we're going to have just by what happens. So I could tell her what direction we're going to go. That's how many times I've ridden it. That's how much I love the Tower of Terror at Studios. So
you
I followed this one, and I know I'm looking forward to seeing how bad it is. Does that make sense? That's what I'm looking forward to. It's not like I'm looking forward to it at all. I'm looking forward to just seeing how badly they screwed this up. So
I went in thinking, I'm like, oh, it's Tower of Terror. It'll probably be at least, like, decent. And I was just like, oh, my. I got off it, and I was like, never again. I will never go on that ride again.
Not worth it.
So,
and
that's
the worst
where
part is, Tokyo took the same basic setup and made it the best Disney ride on the planet, in my opinion.
Well. Tokyo gonna Tokyo, right?
Pretty much, yes.
Bugs Land.
Yeah, just avoid that. Just avoid it.
The only thing I used Bugs Land for was a shortcut.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm riding Heimlich's Choo Choo Train
for the irony factor.
Exactly.
Doesn't it have like a height maximum?
No, I don't think Heimlich's does. Not from what I've read, anyway.
I don't think Heimlich's does.
I thought it did.
Also, Nick, you should really ride the Red Train.
The Red Train?
Red Train. Red Trolley, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, I'm going to ride the Red Car. That's going to happen.
We talked about the Red Car during Buena Vista Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to mention that because it's still in Hollywood Studios section of the park. So, Cars Land.
Well, I mean...
Nick?
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm excited to see Disney's best attempt at duplicating the Wizarding World with their own IP, and I want to see what their best attempt at doing something on that type of scope looks like.
I like Cars Land. I like Cars Land. It's nice. It's good. It's fun.
I like Cars Land.
The only problem is I have no attachment to that property whatsoever.
I like Cars Land fine. It's just not. It does not have the depth that other well themed lands do.
I agree with that. Yes.
Now, see, so that's one way. One place that we're going to differ, because to me, as someone who grew up watching NASCAR with his dad and all that, Cars is like my second favorite Pixar movie behind Ratatouille. So, you know, I know a lot of people, it gets a lot of hate, and a lot of people don't. It's not one of their tops, but for me it is. I love Cars. Really do love the franchise. So,
don't get me wrong. I think a Cars Land could have been as on the level of Wizarding World. I just don't think outside of Radiator Springs Racers, which that whole area is just amazing, it has the same level of depth. And that's my biggest problem with Cars Land, is outside of the attractions, there's nothing there that makes you want to stay there.
It feels all like it's like 10 feet deep.
Yeah.
Because like you enter the shops and it just feels very shallow. Or, you know, the only other thing that I can think of that's really that deep besides the smaller sea ticket rides is Flo's.
Mm.
And that's just a restaurant.
Yeah, and I wasn't a fan of the food there.
I never ate there, so I don't know. But everything feels a little too shallow for the dimensions.
It's a very good land. I just think it could have been vastly better than it is. You'll like it though, Nick. It's definitely good.
I'm sure. I mean, everybody likes it. It's just there's some flaws with it that have been pointed out quite, you know, and you know that's how it is. So I'm looking forward to it though.
Yeah.
Cool. No, look forward to it. It's very good. I guess what about, I don't know, Pacific Wharf? Are you looking forward to Bounden Bakery tour? Or how about the Ghirardelli chocolate tour? Are you ready for your free food? But in all honesty, though, the restaurant that's attached to the Bounden Bakery has some of the like the best bread bowls in my life I've ever had. They have like a really good chili bread bowl. That's amazing.
Okay.
You may not want to have that in the middle of June.
Yeah.
But just saying they have it. Also, they have like a beer cart set up there, like a beer truck.
Yeah.
And like serving local microbrew beers. And it's really good. I forget who's there, but it's really good. So I'd recommend it.
It's not Sierra Nevada, is it?
No, it's not. It's someone else.
Okay.
LA Waters.
It's LA Water. It's really good, though. But Pacific Wharf, especially with the new paint job they have, is just like this really cool little restaurant district that they have that's just really nice.
Wharf. Yeah, I really like the look of it.
Is that where the Corn Dog Castle is, somewhere around
no,
there?
No, no.
Okay.
Other side
no,
of the
that's
park.
In Paradise Pier. Okay. The Pacific Wharf, it's not up to the level of, but it feels like a little part of American Waterfront from Tokyo DisneySea. Not nearly on the level of Tokyo DisneySea, but that's kind of what it seems like.
It feels like one of the very few areas of California Adventure left that still feels like the old school one, in the way that you have Toy Story Midway Mania and some upgraded stuff, but you still get this weird things that you see in the California Screamin' queue and...
Well, that's Paradise Pier.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My apologies. I was thinking Paradise Pier. I thought you said that.
I was talking about Pacific Wharf.
Yeah, I was thinking that and... I'm sorry about that. I was thinking that, and you said Corn Dog Castle. Sorry. My mind went right in that area.
My bad.
Good. No worries. I like it a lot.
I guess we could talk about Paradise Pier then.
Well, before we do that, there's the awesome like waterfall off of Grizzly River Run right across from...
That won't be happening.
You're not going to be on it, but I'm just saying the waterfall will be running, I think.
It's not running.
Is it running?
Dry.
I thought it would be running.
Grizzly is completely dry.
Yeah, but this is just a water feature.
Okay, well, I thought it was the water that came from Grizzly that ran into that, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay, well, you'll know when you go.
yeah. I mean, I think it's cut off, because I know what you're talking about, but I think it's cut off right now because of it's being dry.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, let's go to Paradise Pier. That's kind of a weird area because it's still old school DCA and new school DCA.
It looks so weird.
It's because you got like stuff like Toy Story Midway Mania, you got some of the Victorian stuff going, but then you still have the old school Pressler cheap BS stuff going on.
I love Paradise Pier, and I will not apologize for loving Paradise Pier.
And then you go right where the SNS Power.
That's the only place that's crap. Yeah, that's the only place that really, like...
I would say that the stuff around the Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta place is really nice. That area is really is better, and it's nicer. It's not as campy as it was before. But still, that area right around Toy Story Midway Mania and Mickey's Fun Wheel and all that stuff is really weird.
Yeah. That's why
I really like Paradise Pier.
It looks interesting, but I mean, I'm not going to ride
Paradise Pier is one of my favorite areas at night. I love it at night.
Well, yeah, it looks like it'll be beautiful at night, but I'm looking forward to Screaming. I'm kind of looking forward to Fun Wheel for some reason.
I love Fun Wheel.
Fun Wheel is fucking scary.
It's terrifying and amazing.
It's the worst thing in the world. It is the worst thing in the world.
I absolutely loved Fun Wheel.
Worst thing in the world.
I'm fairly sure I won't ride the two spinny things, so.
What two spinny things? Oh,
Golden Zephyr.
They're fine.
It's not that.
You should ride the swings. You should ride the swings.
Swings are good.
I doubt I will.
I think the swings is cool. Goofy?
It's not that. It's that those rides just tend to not work out well for me. Okay, they make me where I can't ride anything else for the rest of the day sometimes. So,
fair enough.
I doubt I'll ride them.
I like I really like Goofy flying. How to fly with Goofy or whatever. Goofy's flying school.
Sky school.
It's a frickin' out of the box
Wild Mouse.
It is the most. Yeah, they bought that thing and they plopped it down in.
And now they put Mickey's Toontown Fair theming around it.
Yeah. But it's the cool Goofy shorts that I love.
Yeah, I agree.
So I can't argue with
Goofy's my favorite character, so I can't like not at least enjoy it.
It's good for what it is, but don't expect anything revolutionary. Let me put it this way, it's better than Primeval Whirl.
Yes, it is.
But it's the same kind of basic plop it down and forget about it thing.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the San Francisco Wharf area real quick.
Mermaid.
It's Mermaid.
It's New Mermaid.
They added some figures. They added figures to it. And they added Blacklight. The Blacklight looks fantastic.
And I have not watched that yet. I have completely and totally. I've seen a few pictures,
I think you're going to be happy about it.
So.
Yeah, I haven't watched a video of it. I've only seen the one picture that Guy Selgo put out.
Did you see the old version, Nick?
I've seen the Magic Kingdom version.
Okay, so you know what the changes will be when you get on this version.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I mean, I've ridden Magic Kingdom 4 or 5 times at this point. So.
Jesus, that's more times than I've been on. All right.
Yeah, they're exactly the same. Well, they were.
Now they aren't.
Yeah.
So, that's that. We'll come back to that area in a little bit. But Grizzly area, you have the Redwood Expedition Trail. And then you have Grizzly River Run, which is not open. So the Expedition Trail, like in the back left-hand corner, there's like this random rock outpost that my buddy pointed me to. And there's like this Brother Bear thing they put in there. And it's this really weird thing where like... there's like this handprint, and if you put your handprint there, it shows you like your spirit animal or something. It's all these crazy like screen projection effects. It's like easily the best thing in that whole entire area, and no one goes there.
That's cool. I wish I knew about that.
Yeah, it was actually really, really, really cool and really nice, and it was well done, and I never knew it was there. It's like in the best back left-hand corner. So just ask someone if you don't know where it's at, but go there. It's really cool. You should do it.
The Brother Bear spirit animal thing.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. But it's just like this little cave. It's like this little cave in the back left-hand corner of it. You go in and it's like, yeah, it's really cool. You can't miss
it. Oh, that reminds me. Make sure you go check out the Pirate's Lair in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that. Yeah, I plan on doing that too.
I think it's neat. It's different.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I was going to say. Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along. Condor Flats. Soren. Hey, it's Soren.
I forgot about Condor Flats.
It's Soren. It's Soren.
Which I'm sure we will ride.
It's fine. Hey, guess what? Good news. It's a shorter line than at Disney World.
That's what I've heard.
Who'd have thought if you added more new attractions recently, no one will go on Soren? Yeah. Who'd have thought? So I guess that ends with World of Color. Sean, what are your thoughts on World of Color real quick?
I freaking love World of Color. World of Color is easily the best nighttime show I've ever seen. By far.
I completely agree with Sean. I love World of Color. I love World of Color. It's so good.
Can't wait.
You're going to love World of Color.
Can't wait.
There's no fireworks, but it's so well done. It's so beautiful. They do so many crazy cool things with the lasers and the water and the fire. But the last time I saw a proper World of Color was before they did the whole entire Jack Sparrow thing. So I saw the original version before they removed Squirt, but you get the idea. Anyway,
Wait.
What?
Squirt? I didn't think they ever had Squirt.
They had Squirt in the previewed versions that they were showing to Iger, but they never actually debuted that.
Right.
That was the original concept for the show that they deployed, and then Iger was like, meh, add more new stuff, change it, meh. Because Iger's the Penguin.
Squirt was such a cool concept too, but anyway.
I think the thing is that it's like a Steve Davison concept. It never works in practicality.
Yeah, true.
It makes
like
sense.
The Earth globe and Illuminations?
No, more like at the starlight or the shadow in at Disneyland Paris for their version of the show.
Oh, that show's a mess.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, you'll love World of Color.
I forgot about Dreams. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. that's California Adventure, Nick.
Woo-hoo.
Just go find some awesome stuff. Do something we haven't mentioned yet and just enjoy it and take it all in.
Completely enjoy myself. I'm looking really forward to it. So,
For food there, Carthay Circle.
What? Yeah. What else? Is there anywhere else that you should? Because all I've heard about is Carthay. Eat at Carthay. Eat at Carthay. Nobody's
Carthay
really...
Circle. I think anything in Pacific Wharf is good, give or take.
The bakery. I said that I wasn't a fan of anything that I ate there.
Okay, well, never mind then.
Which is
no, not the bakery. Just overall in California Adventure, nothing. I didn't eat at Carthay. Nothing really stood out food wise there, except for Clarabelle's.
And that's really sad since it was originally Michael Eisner's restaurant.
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. One place you do have to go, if you get the chance, and you haven't, and there's not enough APs there. Jump over to the Cove Bar.
Oh yeah, Cove Bar.
Cove Bar is fantastic. If you sit at the bar, they have awesome lobster nachos. Unfortunately, they have the standard Disney Parks and Resorts bar menu that's available in a billion different places, but they have awesome lobster nachos.
So like 4 or 5 domestic beers, and that's about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, actually more than that, but they have some local ones in California, but still, it's still the same kind of, you'll see the hat, you'll see Epcot, you'll see whatever.
On the menu.
On the menus, because it's the same drinks. Carthay Circle is completely unique, but everything,
So is Trader Sam's.
Yes, so is Trader Sam's, but Cove Bar.
For now.
The bar at, don't say that. Don't ever say that. The Cove Bar is a standard menu, but the food's really good, and the view is amazing.
Yeah, it's a good view.
It is an amazing view. So try that out. Everything else is kind of whatever. Food at Disneyland for me, I went to Hungry Bear a long time ago, so don't quote me on that. But you got to go to Hungry Bear.
Gotta get the dessert.
I'm hearing mixed
things. Get one of each of the desserts.
I'm hearing mixed things about Bengal Barbecue now, so maybe not do that anymore.
I was very disappointed in Bengal Barbecue because I heard great things and I really wanted to try it. I was excited. I was like, cool, Adventureland restaurant, awesome. And I didn't like it at all.
I went to the Pinocchio Village House in Fantasyland. and I had their, excuse me, their, like, BLT pizza, and it was fantastic. I went to the, Big Thunder Mountain Ranch last time, because they had the cookie dessert, and that was really good. I really liked that.
That looks interesting.
That was really good.
Is that, table service?
That's table service, yes. Okay. But it's usually pretty easy to get into. We just walked up there, and we're like, three plays, and it's like, yeah, sure, come in. Like, okay. I'm trying to think if there's anything else good in Disneyland that I can think of.
French Market,
yes. Tomorrowland, avoid all food in Tomorrowland.
Always. Never is that
like a? That's like a park, like, yeah, that's a general
except for Pan Galactic Pizza Port.
And of course.
And Tony Soleroni.
Our unofficial mascot.
We'll have to fight Tom Bricker for that.
Well, I know. We'll try. I think the next thing we need to really talk about is Downtown Disney. Nick, where are you staying on in relation to the property?
I am staying at Castle Inn and Suites, which is basically across. Yeah, it's like right there. So
it's right next door to where I stayed.
Is it east of? Is it east of the parks or west?
It's by Catella.
Yeah. It's right across the street from the Candy Cane Inn, ain't that what it's called?
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
If you go the main entrance to the property, Joe, on Harbor Boulevard.
Okay, so that one, yeah.
If you went right.
Okay.
It's down that way.
Okay.
It's basically across the street from Cars Land, where they built
Cars. Okay, yeah. I know exactly, yeah. Okay. Well, I'd recommend going through Downtown Disney because it's a completely different thing than at Disney World. I think
we've got to because we're going to Trader Sam.
That's true. I like it a lot more than Downtown Disney at Disney World. I think it's beautiful personally.
It's very wooded, which is good.
It's beautiful. It's got that arts and crafts style, but contemporary, which really meshes in with the Grand Californian. They got those awesome waterfalls, which I love. Yeah. You can't go wrong with the waterfalls. They got some really good places there, but also a lot like Disney World. Like, they have the Ovla Bar, like in the middle, I think it's called. Ovla?
I don't remember.
It's like this bar. You can't miss it. It's like this giant round bar in the middle of Downtown Disney. But, you know, they got Rainforest Cafe and House of Blues and that kind of stuff, so you can't go wrong.
Oh, okay. I got one. This is kind of backing up. But how is Mad Tea Party? Is it worth the time to go?
Avoid.
I didn't even go to it.
I didn't bother, but I passed it enough to know just don't really do it.
Okay.
If it was still Electronica, I think I'd go for it, but this just doesn't seem like a good concept. It doesn't appeal to me.
It's still there.
I'm amazed it's still there. Well, Electronica just left because why not?
I thought it was gone, and then I was looking up things for the trip, and it was still on the Times Guide. So, yeah.
Still blows my mind. Definitely go to the shops at Downtown Disney. I think you'll be surprised of how there's a lot of water features and fountains and really close areas. I really like how it looks. You have to go into the Grand Californian Hotel just to look at the lobby and that general area.
Right. That'll happen.
Maybe get a drink at Napa Rose. They have a bar there. Just like pick up a martini or something, just so you can see inside. It's beautiful. Good. They have really good food there. If you want to pick up an appetizer, that's always a good choice. But I love Napa Rose. What's really interesting is that you keep going and you go through you pass La Barra Bakery. You go past like some restaurants. You go past that bar we mentioned in the middle. You keep going, you pass this giant fountain in the House of Blues. You keep going, and then you pass the Rainforest Cafe. You keep walking, and then you end up at the AMC Theater, and then you keep walking even more, and then you end up at the Disneyland Hotel. It's like a ridiculously far walk. It's not like 5 miles, but it's longer than you think it would be, but shorter than you think it'd be.
I mean, I've been on Google Earth looking, of course, like crazy.
Of course.
It looks like it surprised me at how far the walk was whenever I first looked, because I didn't think it was, I kind of thought it was all right there, but it's not, so.
Yeah, when you go to Trader Sam's, make sure to get there nice and early so you can get a good seat, and just kind of walk around the hotel afterwards so you can kind of see some of the cool effects they have, and make sure you go in the Frontierland Tower so you can see the original model. Oh, no, that's not the original model, but it's a recreation of the original model of Big Thunder Mountain.
Okay.
And it's fantastic, so you gotta see that. So what else are you doing while you're in the City of Angels?
The only other thing besides Disneyland we're doing is we paid for the Grey Line to take a bus tour, go out and see like the Chinese theater, and just because, you know, it's our first time out there, so just feel like that we need to go see like that stuff, go see the Hollywood sign, go out to Muscle Beach, you know, things like that.
So you can show your muscles?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. You know, sounds out, guns out, bro.
Ironically, I was talking to my principal today, because, you know, things got crazy today, and I got promoted without being asked to be promoted.
Huzzah! Yay!
I guess it's a promotion. I don't know if it's a promotion. I'm not getting any more money, but anyway.
It's not a promotion then. No, boo!
I got a title. How about that? But his son lives 3 blocks from the outdoor gym on Muscle Beach, so... Ironic, but
cool.
Got a little bit of news.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Just seeing our good friend Zane posted Project 340's construction site is huge. Trees cleared all the way down to Toon Lagoon now. Sorry, I didn't take any pics. So, King Kong.
Kongstruction.
Kong's gonna Kong.
Sorry for that.
Oh, what other thing, too? About going back to news, did y'all see that they're putting a World Soccer store in downtown Disney at Walt Disney World?
Yes, I did.
So that was new. I didn't know about that until I saw the
pictures. God, what did
West
it,
Side.
West Side. It replaced something that was there.
Blink?
Blink. Yeah, Blink or something like that.
Yeah.
So here's what's going to sell. It's going to sell like jerseys.
Yeah. Adam Roth put a picture up of it. So
it's going to be like, do you want to buy your USA jersey, your home away, all that stuff? Yeah. It's probably going to leave at the end of the summer. It's probably there for the World Cup.
It's just there to get the Brazilians to spend money.
It really wouldn't surprise me.
Which is basically what Downtown Disney is for, to begin with.
What it's going
to
become.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything else I can mention about Disneyland. I love Disneyland because it reminds me a lot. Well, both Disneyland and Universal Orlando remind me each other a lot of themselves because of the layout.
I agree.
And the compactness and just...
I actually think Universal Orlando is laid out a little bit better, but yes, they're very similar.
I really like how both of them are laid out. Disneyland has more access to off-site hotels. That's a lot easier, but... Universal Orlando allows you to access City Walk much better than Downtown Disney is accessed. So.
And Universal Orlando has, quote-unquote, a more of a bubble than Disneyland does.
This is true, yes. This is very true.
Yeah. But both... Yeah, I'm a big fan of small, compact resorts. I like being able to, if not walk from one place to the other, take a very quick... transportation route to one place or the other.
I mean, that's kind of why I love the whole entire Epcot resorts, is that you can walk to Epcot or Hollywood Studios or take a boat. It's just right there. It's like beautiful.
I completely
beautiful.
Agree.
It's so good.
Completely agree. And that's a nice, you know, Tokyo, you can't walk everywhere, but the monorail is efficient and, you know, you're there, you're between all the different, you know, hotels and the parks within, you know, 5 or 10 minutes, and that's great.
And also the Epcot resorts have an entertainment district.
Yeah.
How good is that? You can't go wrong. So, Nick, don't get stabbed by a social club.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make my own social club.
Parkscope social club?
I thought we were doing a fraternity.
That's right, fraternity.
I'm going to get a jean jacket and put the Parkscope P on the back. Parkscope posse around it.
Okay, sure. You're going to have a blast, man. I'm totally jealous. I wish I was at Trader Sam's with you.
I really think I might go like social club hunting one day and just like take pictures of all the different social clubs and put them on Twitter just because.
They may approach you. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Probably. But go to Trader Sam's like three times at least, four times. I'm not joking. Like three times, 3 hours each. Just go. It's so good.
You're gonna. I went once, Nick.
Well, I mean, that's probably what's gonna happen for us, Sean. Is on that the what we're going on Wednesday.
The first day you get there, you're gonna be Saturday. Like, we have to go back.
Oh. I didn't have enough money to spend there.
Well, that's what I mean. We're not like rolling in the dough. We're not.
You don't have to spend the money to buy the glasses. Let's put it that way.
We don't have engineer money.
If you have to buy a glass, if you want to buy a glass, get the shipwreck glass.
Yeah, shipwreck glass is the best one.
That's the best one. Or the zombie head.
I want the barrel.
That's the shipwreck.
That's shipwreck.
So do that one, and then just go for the normal glasses normally, but. You're going to have so money, such a good time at Treasure Sam's. It's not even funny. yeah.
I will say this, and this is very out of character for my wife, but when I showed her pictures and things of Treasure Sam's, she was like, we got to go there. And when she read the menu, she said, we really have to go there. So, you know, she's looking forward to Treasure Sam's too. So.
Treasure Sam's is really awesome. They have really good food. They have amazing drinks. The only complaint I have is the outside seating is very, very slow service. And they try their damnedest. And they're awesome. They're really nice and happy. But it's like one person for like 40 people, it feels like.
I thought the bartenders that when I was there were miserable.
Interesting.
Yeah. It wasn't a complaint because I wasn't trying to like talk to the bartender. But he was just like, he did not look happy to be there. My one complaint is, and I think we talked about this, the special effects go off way too much.
I hate that
the special effects go off every single time one of the drinks are ordered.
That is an issue, I think, somewhat. I like it, but you can see why someone who wants to get a drink there and then leave would like it.
Right.
I think you're trying to balance two things. You're trying to balance this local person who just shows up and goes there, you know, for a while, or Nick who shows up, you know, goes there for like 4 hours, you know, out of his trip, as opposed to a local who just shows up for one drink and then leaves. So, I mean, it's a very, very fine balance. So, I understand completely where you're coming from, though.
Yeah, it was like, shipwreck, Krakatoa, every 2 minutes.
I had a great, when I was there, we had a great bartender who had water, like water squirt bottles.
Yes, and whenever, he did that too.
Okay, you know exactly what's going on. It's like, when I was there, he's like, he just sprays the water when it's like the shipwreck, and it's like he sprays it when it's the Krakatoa. It's like, it feels like fire, but it feels like rain. He's like, it's an e-ticket experience. It's so real. Just like this crazy, just. It's just so campy and great. I love Trader Sam's. we've been talking for 2 hours.
Holy a God. Long time.
Fuck.
I'll go to bed.
Yeah, we need to go to bed. Nick, where can we find you at?
At Parkscope Nick.
Sean?
In my dark, depressed room, because everything is dying on me and I'm spending so much money on it. Wallowing in my own self-pity. But no, really, Parkscope _ Sean.
Where can we find Blue? Is that Parkscope Blue or Parkscope
_ Blue?
Parkscope _ Blue.
Underscope.
Underscope. Parkscope.
It's like a periscope, but it goes the other way.
If you want to make fun of Mike for looking the same for the past 27 years, you can find him at Cap Michael 87. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Capt Michael 87.
I'm thinking on the Parkscope bandwagon.
Yeah, and then you can find me at Parkscope Joe. You can find us at parkscope.net. Leave us a review. Oh, that reminds me. Oh, my God.
Did we get a review?
We had a new review.
Oh, huzzah! My God.
There we go. So we have a new review. Let me find
one
it real
star.
Quick. Actually, it was 5 stars. We have a new... Oh, God, where is it? Oh, God. No.
We have 7 listeners now.
Woo-hoo! Yahoo! Where is this going right now? I don't know what's going on. Oh, come on. Yeah, so leave us a review on iTunes. We would be much grateful for that. I am currently trying to go to iTunes. Wow, such grateful. Much rejoicing.
Wasn't there like a couple of things posted on the blog this week too? So if you haven't gone there, read that stuff.
Yes, please post on the blog, post on our give us a review. Our latest review is from May 19th, so from the last episode. It is from BUCSBIN, so Buckspin, I guess, May 19th. It's called Funny, Interesting, Annoying? Been listening since the first one. I must say I look forward every week to hearing the next one. I'm able to get a lot of info and laugh at the same time. I can't get enough. Also, they do seem to get very good guests to join. So, thank you. leave us a review. We much appreciate that. Comment on the
You know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
The new Universal app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well. We'll talk about that.
But it's not out yet.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I mean, yeah, it's not out yet, so I don't want to really it's coming, but it's not out yet.
And Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show is really popular.
Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot about that. Well, I'm not going to it, so who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. They took all my
tickets. Not going to it, so it's worthless.
Exactly. Nick or I are not going. But, hey, Nick.
Yes, Joe.
Diagon Alley.
Diagon Alley.
June.
Lazy River at Cabana Bay. Bowling. Swizzle Lounge. Gringotts.
Rub it in Sean's face. Rub it in Mike's face.
We'll be at home painting blue.
Because I had to pay $850 to fix my car.
I imagine that Sean's going to read our text messages to him. Wait, and he's just going to pet his cat like Dr. Claw from Inspector Jake Gadget. Uh-huh. I will get you soon, Gadget.
Wasn't it just like a few days ago that Sean was talking about, I can walk anywhere I need to walk. Live within 20 miles.
You mean about that certain or another dating app?
I need my car to go to work.
You need your car to go to work, but if you need to pick up someone to go on a date, you should definitely want to walk.
I can't do that.
Why the hell am I going to pick someone up to go on a date?
I don't know. Ask Mike how that's gone for him. It's gone pretty well.
Yeah, because he lives in freaking New Orleans. He'll get stabbed if he walks anywhere there.
Or he'll die from an alligator bite. Or mosquitoes. Or termites.
What you're telling me is I have to drive out of the city to bring someone into the city. So, that's not how it works.
No, you meet them outside of the city.
Why would I want to go outside of the city? Everything worthwhile is in the city.
Because they're outside the city.
Then they're worthwhile. Then they're not worth it.
Well, gee, I wonder why you're single.
You can follow us all at Parkscope. Have a good night.
Yes, have a good night, everyone. Kungaloosh.
Joe, anyone worthwhile lives in the city. Why do you only call me when you're home?